Hello and welcome back to another episode of Livable Design Lab with Kiran. So I'm going to start with a question like I always do, and this time is about how often is it that you actually follow through with your goals you set in the new year or throughout the year? And the reason I'm asking this question is, you know, New Year's Eve, even before that, we all set goals and resolutions and intentions. We're going to get so much done. I want to achieve this and that. And then come halfway through, even 3 months into the year, you're like, oh, I haven't done anything. That made many different reasons for that. But I also think it's as simple as you don't feel connected to those goals anymore. I've done that in the past. I used to set myself goals for the entire year and, you know, be really good up in the first month, first few weeks and stuff. And, you know, get things going, achieve things and feel happy. And then come about like a 2-3 months into the year, I was like, oh, I haven't done this. Why haven't I done this? And then when I, because I'm a life coach, I had to coach myself continuously. And so because I work on my personal growth every single day, you know, I grow and my mindset changes and the way I see things changes. So for me, it's like, okay, the reason I didn't do that goal, or didn't do that what I set intentions for, it's as simple as I don't feel connected to it anymore. I have grown away from that thing. And, you know, it doesn't always have to be that, oh, you can't be bothered, or you lost motivation, or you're lazy. It's simple that you've outgrown your goals. And this is one thing I really kind of noticed in my own journey, that I set goals all the time. And then, you know, come down the line, it's like, oh, I haven't done it. And instead of just like brushing it off, I'll actually try to dig deep and I was like, why haven't I done it? What took up my time? And, you know, how do I feel towards that goal right now? And it's like as simple as, you know what, I don't feel like I'm that person anymore. So this is the thing. When you set goals, for example, at New Year's Eve or you set resolutions, those are the goals you want in that moment or in that those days. Whatever, but those are the goals you feel connected to there and then. As time goes on, you realize I changed, my needs have changed, my mindset has changed, and I don't feel connected to the goal anymore. And I think this is why it's always important on a regular basis. I do this every month. You have seen my IGTV videos probably, that I reset my as in end of every month, I'll spend a few hours reflecting on a month gone. What worked, what didn't work, what was my highlights, and how can I do better next month. And then I set intention for the coming month. And that is as simple as, okay, what are my top 5 goals I want to achieve? What are my top mini goals I want to achieve? So top 5 are big ones, and the mini goals are small ones. And that can be as simple as sort out my wardrobe. You know, I haven't done that for a long time. But those are kind of small goals you can set yourself that are easy to do. And this is the thing. Write down every single thing you want to get done, not just the big things, because the big things, if let's say if you don't follow through with 3 of your 5 goals, the big ones, you're going to say, oh my god, I just wasted my entire month, haven't done anything. But if you actually write down all the small things to do on a daily basis, it'll make such a massive difference the way you see things. So I started doing something quite recently, you might have seen it on my Instagram stories. And it's as simple as every morning, apart from my work goals and intentions I want to do for my business every morning or throughout the day, I have a personal intention list. So these are the things I want to do for myself throughout the day. So for example, I think it was Saturday. Yeah, Saturday I decided I want to go for a walk and I want to make a nice lunch and I want to watch a movie. And I want to do some watercolor paint. And I want to give my home some TLC. And when I wrote down these things, and because I know these things are close to my heart, I got them done. I did go for a long walk. You might have seen some pictures or videos I posted. I went for a long walk, you know, took pictures, made videos, came home, you know, made myself some yummy lunch. I think it was Greek inspired. And watched a movie. And then I turned TV off and then I did some watercolor paint. And then I thought, okay, it's still early. And dinner's going to be later. So I might as well, you know, give my home some TLC. And being interior designer, you know how much I go on and on about simplifying life, for creating a home that, you know, reflects you, your personality. And also, it also tells you, you know, your home is a reflection of how you feel and how you want to feel. It's a reflection of you, your inner dreams. For me, as in, I decorate my home according to the season. So every season, I'll change my decor. I mentioned this before, so I start with autumn because of the favorite season, hence I'm wearing burnt orange. Autumn is all about warm tones, so it's like getting grounded, connected. It's burnt oranges, it's browns and beiges, neutrals, just to bring the autumnal colors in. And then Christmas, we always decorate for Christmas the last weekend of December, and then it's all Scandinavian Christmas. That's one thing that connects me to my childhood. And then come 27th of December, I redecorate the house, and then goes back to being winter. And for me, winter is frost and snow, so I go for ducky blue and warm beige colors and like fluffy blankets and all that stuff to make it cozy. I love my fairy lights, I love candles, I love everything pretty. And then come February, it's Valentine's. I don't necessarily decorate just for Valentine, but because I love blush pink, and I think Valentine or February is the only time I actually, you know, use that color fully. So 1st of February, I'll redecorate house in blush pink to make it more romantic and cozy. You know, reminds me of self-love and self-care. And then comes springtime, which is in March, and it's all green. So green prints, curtains, cushions, blankets, all that stuff. More plants to bring the nature in. It's a season of growth. Summer, it's all beach. So I live at the seafront, as you probably know by now. So summertime is all dark blue, ocean color, beach, and seashells, lighthouses. So I got all of these small things, and this is how I decorate my home, because I love living in sync with the seasons. I love beautiful home. I love simple living. So you might just think you just change your decor every season. Even more than that, how is that simple? I do not buy anything new. The things I have and I use, I've been using every year for the last 5-6 years. There might be that I do buy one new piece every season, but then I make sure that I get rid of the other ones. So, you know, for me, that's one of my goals. That's one of my intentions. For me to feel grounded, connected, and to be inspired. So because of lockdown, you can't necessarily go out and meet friends and stay with family and all of that stuff. So I genuinely believe that you should surround yourself with positivity. And that is quotes, beautiful home, whatever brings your vibe up, you know. And when you do kind of these things, it changes the mindset and makes more intentional how you live. And also makes more clear about what you want for your life. So it comes back to, what are your goals? What are your intentions? How do you want to live? What is the lifestyle you want to give yourself? So these last few months for me, I think after moving to the seafront, has been like, because it's like such a relaxed vibe around here, it's no like rush, get things done, deadline and stuff. I have always been passionate about slow living and simple living and seasonal living and intentional living. But I never kind of been in a mindset to practice it on a regular basis. And it only kind of started quite recently, like I mentioned. And it's made a massive difference in my life. I feel so much more happier and content. This is the thing. So when I think I mentioned this before, when I moved to the UK, I still wanted a big house, expensive cars, designer clothes, makeup and all that stuff. I wanted a husband who would provide for me. And then slowly, you know, I realized that, you know, I had to provide for myself whatever I want. And I've been looking at my journey for the last few years, and I look at old pictures and see my journey. And I realized how much I have changed. Like, I used to be all about, you know, expensive things, luxury things, you know, expensive designing brands and expensive makeup and, you know, like crystal chandeliers and all that stuff, like really kind of luxurious stuff. Now I'm very down to earth. I prefer natural materials. I own only one tinted moisturizer. I don't have that much makeup. My makeup collection is about 1/10 from what it used to be back in the days. And because I'm real now, I know what I use, I know what I need. And you know, I put my line there. So I went out today for a walk, and I had to go and buy some essentials. And there's so much Christmas decorations. I thought, like, oh, this is so pretty. And this is the thing, I was torn between one side of me who's like, not minimalist, but you know, prefer simple living, don't want to just buy things for the sake of it. Another part of me is still kind of a little bit in between. I do want it. I was fighting. Obviously, I left it. I didn't buy anything apart from, like I said, essentials. But the thing is, once you start knowing yourself, and once you start knowing what you want for life and what kind of life you want to live, things make so much more sense. It makes it easier for you to decide what has place in life and what doesn't. And this is, I think, sometimes we forget as human beings, that we follow what everyone else does. You know, oh, that person is doing this and they're doing well and they got a new laptop or they got this new perfume came out. We always look at others, what they have, and we tend to forget what we have and all the blessing we have in our life. And for me, this has been a crucial thing. It's obviously in the morning when I journal, I do kind of write a little bit of kind of recap of yesterday, what was good about yesterday. And then I share my thoughts with myself, kind of where I am in my life right now. And then I write on a quote. So this is something I started doing quite recently. I'll show you my book. So this is the book I bought for myself for Christmas, for my birthday last month. And like every day I've been writing like morning pages kind of thing. And here I write down my every thought I have in the mornings and how I want to live and my intentions and stuff. And I can always go back and check. I can always, you know, see how much I've grown. And you'll be surprised, you grow every single day. I never used to believe in these things. I always feel pity for myself and sort of observe why this is happening to me and stuff. But when I turn my mindset around, and you know, I'm very clear of what I want in my life. I want to live a simple and slow life. I want to be able to enjoy every moment while I'm still alive. I was writing some future plans the other day from when I turned 50, what I want from life at that time. That's still 7 years to go. And I said to myself, okay, so I want to live in a cottage surrounded by trees and a river or lake. I want to go for a swim every morning in the river or lake. I want to go for bike rides. I want to grow my own vegetables. You know, I wrote down a list of things I want to when I'm 50. And then I thought, okay, how can I implement these things in my life right now? And it came down to, okay, you don't have a river, but you can swim in the sea, which is literally across the road from your house. If you want to grow your fruit and vegetables, you can do that in the windowsill. If you want to go for a bike ride, you can invest in a bike. So when you start thinking, okay, these are my future goals, this is how I see me living my life, and how can I implement that in my current life. And another thing is, when you do it this way, so whatever you want for your future self right now is the way you're feeling right now. Come down 7 years down the line, I might not even feel that same way. I might not even want those things anymore. These are the things I want now, and I think I will want them in the future, but actually I want those things for myself right now. So I have made it a mission that whatever I want for my future self is actually things I want for myself now. And then I make sure that I spend time every single day doing those things, which is again coming down to setting intentions for my personal life apart from business life. So yeah, I hope you got some inspiration. Feel free to leave a comment below, and I'll see you next time. Take care. Bye.